Welcome to Chapter 7, My Mindset at the Outset.
Before we get into this, I think it's important for me to set the stage here before we launch this journey. This was in the late 60s. I had no plan on what was about to unfold. So anybody who feels that without a plan, they somehow are operating at a disadvantage, you're not. There was no plan. Sometimes in life, you just have to hit the ball where it's pitched, as they say. Back then, a family business was different than it is pretty much today from this standpoint. Today, a family business is pretty much a delicatessen, a nail salon, things of that nature. There are no family businesses that fall into the realm of public companies, or if there are, it's very rare. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, that was not the case. There were a lot of small companies that really were family businesses, at least in the early stages. And the first three stocks that I bought were all family businesses. They were in three entirely different fields. They were located in three entirely different states. And none of them, really, there was no connection between one or the other. The only thing about this was that these companies came into my life. I recognized them, and I acted on it. And to set the stage from the financial standpoint, when I started out, we had $1,400 from wedding gifts in the bank. So that is the amount of money that I started with in this unbelievable journey that covered, that spanned 40 years. And here we are. One of the companies was in printing, one of them was in medicine, and one of them was a mining company. And all three had something special. And I was fortunate to have them come into my life. But I want to go back one more time here and reiterate the fact that you don't have to know where you're going to be. Very few people are lucky enough when, you know, a child, 8-year-old, his father was a cop, his grandfather was a cop, you know, so he's going to be a cop. That is the rare exception. And in today's world, it's even more challenging to know what you're going to do. So the trick, in my opinion, is to just, as I've said before, have your receivers turned on, pay attention, and observe what's happening. And when something good happens and you're really confident in what you're hearing and you believe in what it is you're going to do, then just go for it. Don't talk yourself out of it. Only two things can happen. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, then you need to know why. Why it didn't. Because that's knowledge. And that begins to develop an experience in identifying investments that have a better chance of working out. So sometimes losing, and certainly in the early stages, gives you an education. Better to get it on the small end of the scale than learn it later on when a lot of time has gone by and you're, you know, less likely to be able to bounce back. Is be receptive, keep your eyes open and ears, and something comes along that you really like, just do it. And, you know, and don't second guess yourself, and do your homework. That's the key. The two most easily identifiable traits in a human being, in my opinion, are confidence and enthusiasm. And if you have confidence in what you're doing, because you've done your homework, that almost breeds enthusiasm for that project, because you know that you've done your homework. No guarantees in this world, but at least that's an excellent place to start on any undertaking. Make sure you've done your homework.
Next up, things to attribute to luck.